This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the school of wisdom. Wisdom to know what God is requiring of man, that we keep his commandments. And that's the teaching we get here at 425. Teaching us to fear God, to keep all of his commandments, to walk upright before God, to maintain our salvation from day to day. It's maintenance. And I'm just thanking God for a great leader who's teaching us all the ways of God. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about a mind to work today. Before we get into that, the way of righteousness. Choir. Righteousness. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Thank God for the scriptures. The Lord said, believe on me as the scripture has said. That's what we do here. If it's not written, we do not believe it. And it's got to be rightly divided. Let's go to Nehemiah 4:1. Because the people had a mind to work. And we have a mind to work today. And all those that are looking for him, you have to have a mind to work. If you don't have a mind to work, you're wasting your time. Working for the master. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Working for that day that we will be with him. Isn't that beautiful? Then we find out who our father is and what it looked like and on and on and on. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Nehemiah 4:1.
But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews.
That's what Sanballat is doing today. Sanballat represents one thing. He represents the devil.
Yes.
Sanballat represents opposition.
Yes.
Sanballat represents those or someone that don't know God.
Yes.
Sanballat represents someone that don't like God's people or the work of God. Now, let's read the third verse. What does it say?
Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall.
Mockers. They were mocking the Jews.
Yes.
And ones always say what we're not able to do. You ain't got to do that Mosaic law. And you ain't got to do this and got to do that. We're here building up a legacy to God,
yes,
not to man.
Right.
It's about what God is requiring to get in the kingdom.
Yes.
As he said his word, seek ye first the kingdom.
Yes.
And it's righteousness and everything else going to be added. So we don't look about what's going to be added. We're looking what it takes to get in there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Hear, O our God, for we are despised and turn their reproach upon their
That's a good
head.
Prayer. We're praying everyone that despise God and despise God's way and his people, God will turn it back on their head. What did he say? Hear, O God.
Mm-hmm. For we are despised,
mm-hmm,
and turn their reproach upon their own head.
What?
And give them for a prey in the land of captivity.
What?
And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out.
Don't blot
thee.
Out their sin. They hate God. This is a carnal mind out there. They fight against God. They mock God's people. What you doing? Well, we're not sinning. And if you don't believe that, that's all right. That's our work, is to believe. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Read.
For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders.
What?
So build we the wall.
So built we the wall. We're building this wall today.
Yes.
And when you put your hands to the plow, when you begin to live for God, you're building a wall of salvation.
Right.
And we're building it today. The enemy is going to hinder you from day one. Our job is to stay free from that enemy.
Yes.
And
yes,
stay focused on what we're building here. Isn't that beautiful?
God,
so
beautiful.
Built we the wall. What?
And all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof.
We got to be joined together.
Yes.
And we got one mind here.
Yes.
You cannot build when you got a mind together. You can build and do anything when you got the mind.
All right.
And when that mind is together.
Yes.
But when you got a breach in the mind, you can't build.
Right.
What does it say?
For the people had a mind to work.
We got a mind. And if you don't have my pray that God give you a mind to do the work.
Yes, Lord.
Pray that God give you a mind to believe, because that's what it takes.
Yes.
Let's go to Philippians 2 and 5. Isn't that beautiful? All of those, maybe you crossing this broadcast and you're looking for God. If you don't have a mind to believe on the one that God sent, you're wasting your time stopping in on this website or this venue where you're watching this or wherever you may go. You got to believe. If you have a mind, you might as well stay home. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Philippians 2 and 5 says what?
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
So this is something we have to embrace and let happen. The enemy will always fight you about what's going in your mind. But what did we come here for? To be cleaned. Yes. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? You're cleansed by taking heed to God, not to come here and fight against God. When you cross this website, why fight it? Believe. If you don't believe, moveon.com. Wherever you go, you got to believe because that's the work.
Yes.
All this Mickey Mouse stuff they're saying in these churches, but you're there to believe.
Yes.
When you come to God, if you can't believe, you're wasting your time. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
But what?
But made himself of no reputation and took upon him
the form of a servant. When you come to God, forget about what you think you know. So I was an excellent reader in school. I was an A in English. I don't care what you got an A in. It got nothing to do with God. This is another world. In order to enter this world and to please God, you've got to be taught the language and the way. If you don't know the language, you cannot catch on what God is saying. You can't. You know what happened? You stay with your reputation, what's in your mind, how you see things. Because when you come to God, you're not going to see things spiritual because you're not spiritual. And if you don't yield as you grow, you'll never get spiritual minded. You may be spiritual in some things, things you want to believe, but things that may not be, maybe against that mind you got, that natural man. If you don't yield to God, you'll never see it. It's against that natural man. It's not with the natural man. It's not with the carnal man. It's against them. All of God's teaching and ways. It's against that natural man. Read.
And made himself, yes, Pastor, and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of
man. No, wait a minute. He didn't take the reputation. He says, wait a minute. You know I'm really God. No. God showed it to me. I'm really God in the flesh. He didn't try to prove what he thought he was, or even though he realized who he was, he didn't try to prove it. But what was he? He was submissive to the system he set up to be made. He didn't try to act like I know this over someone. He didn't do that. He forgot about his reputation, who he really was. When he realized who he was, he forgot about all that. And even when he realized who he was, he didn't go around saying, you're a sinner, you're wrong. He didn't do that. They came to him, and when they came to him, he gave them judgment. Isn't that beautiful? That's the mind to have. Forget about what you think you know, because many had a reputation and really ain't got no reputation. You just think you got one. How many are like Paul that really say, I was over a number of, I had authority, and I dropped it for God to believe God? How many can say that? But come in here, we come and we all don't have nothing. And you're going to try to tell the leader what a scripture means? I don't care how much you know. One thing about Paul, and he had knowledge, but when he got knowledge, what did he do? He went to Jerusalem and checked with Peter them. Should we do this? Because he was a man of authority. He was a man of honor.
Yes,
he told it like it was, but he yet was submissive to the church in Jerusalem. He was submissive to the ordination that God gave Peter and the rest of them. He was submissive, and the rest of them was all around the places where they believed. They were submissive to Jerusalem. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, there was two things in Jerusalem. God's anointed, and there was some other anointed. They were called Pharisees. But Paul had come out of that mess and was submissive to Peter in the end. And although he had to correct Peter, he didn't get so exalted, say, I'm over you now. No, he didn't. He was submissive. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He had a mind to be what God gave him to be, and he dropped all that mess he had. He didn't think he had it. He had it.
He did.
It wasn't no thought.
Beautiful.
Many of these preachers out here had been sent by a bubblegum wrapper, sent off to some institution that you sign up for something and get a credential saying you're a preacher.
That's right.
and don't know nothing. They're like Elmer Gentry, and they got somebody who can keep your attention for hours without blinking, without stopping, because they're anointed to tell a lie. That's all they're doing, or tell a story. Read.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient
unto
death.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yes.
Be obedient unto death, because that's what we were chosen for. To do one thing, yield to God.
Yes.
And I don't care what assembly you go into, I don't care how many officers they got, you got one leader, and everybody yield to the leader. If they don't, you ain't got no leader. How plain is that?
Yes.
That's very plain.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John.
All right.
9:4.
All right.
This is not for this assembly. This is for every assembly that's looking for God.
Yes. Yes.
How we should be.
Yes.
We're coming to God. We want to work our salvation out.
Yes.
You can't work your way to heaven. What do you think working your salvation out means? You can call it not working your way to heaven if you want. But you're going to work your way somewhere. Everything takes a work. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
St. John 9:4.
I must work the works of him that sent me while it is
but
dead.
What is the work that God sent us to do? It's no different from the anointed. Our work is to die. That's the work.
Yes.
To believe, because if you believe, you will die.
Yes.
If you believe the word, the message is telling us to die. Get rid of the gods and the graven. All these things keep you alive. Get rid of not having honor, because that keeps you alive in that old man. It takes power to yield to God. If you got power, you can yield to God. I don't care if it's through a child, you can yield. If it's through an ass, you can yield if you're of God. If you got a mind to work. Isn't that beautiful? You got a mind to work, you don't pick out certain situations. Like Mufasa. I'm delirious. You know I got dementia. It don't work like that in God.
Go ahead.
You got a mind to do everything you want to do, but when things come up, you get caught. There's all kind of excuses come up.
Yes, sir.
We don't need but one thing: do the work.
Yes.
I cannot deliver anybody. Your spirit delivers you. God has given you a chance today, every one of us, to work while it's day.
Yes.
You need to take advantage of it.
Yes.
I can sit and talk with you for hours. They ain't gonna mean nothing. It's what you're doing.
Yes.
And if you feel you're doing the work, just do the work and shut your mouth and go about your business. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
What does it again read? I must work.
The works of him that sent me while it is day.
In other words, work while you got light. Work while you can understand what the problem is. And thank God if you got somebody, a companion, to help you. What good if you in dimension, all kind of problems, and your companion don't even know it? They ain't told me nothing.
Right.
Why come you just telling about your, how come your companion, the one you live with, should know if you're more dimensional or got a problem than anybody else?
Right.
Nobody is saying nothing. That's funny stuff. Brother Herman tell me, I got dementia, but Brother Richard ain't told me nothing. Sister Josie ain't told me nothing. He said, you know, he's acting strange. But he told Pastor, I'm acting, I don't know what's going on with me. Nobody else know either. But don't it make sense that your companion should know? Sure. That's funny stuff. But guess what? If you tell me that, you got, I believe you, just do the work. Because one thing about it, either you got it or you don't. I can't do it for you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I don't care where you are. You got to mind God. You have to mind and yield to the word. It's what the Lord said. If you don't want to honor the Son, honor me for my deeds. If you don't want to honor me, that's fine. But God honors those that honor him. It's just that plain. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
The night cometh when no man can work.
Now you cannot work when nighttime comes. Because night is darkness. And if you live for God and you in darkness, you blinded. How did you get blinded? What brought that darkness about?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 6:28.
All right.
We're here to do work. And our work is to believe. And it's a beautiful thing to have a mind. Say, I just believe. You know what? I'm that's what I'm here to do. I want you to go over there and do so and so and so. Got it. Somebody ever said, what you doing that for? Well, that's what God gave me to do, and that's what I'm doing. I'm covered. I'm good. That's sit up there and try to decisive. What do you call it? decipher it. 6 and 28, what does it say?
Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God?
Everybody want to know, what should we do? Well, the so-called average Christian say, well, you can't work your way to heaven. You should know that. Well, you can forget about that altogether. Pack up and go home. It's a work you got to do. What shall we do the works of God? What did he say?
Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent.
Now, if God sent his anointed, he sent all of the anointed, but he only sent one leader.
Yes.
That's the shepherd.
Yes.
Regardless of what others are saying, you get all kinds of shepherd dogs barking. They're not the shepherd, but they're dogs barking. They want to be heard. They want to control the group. That's fine. But you ain't got but one leader.
Go ahead.
Then why don't you believe them then?
Go ahead.
How simple is that? Just believe on them, what they're telling you. If the leader's telling you that's not the way to look at a certain way that we have here, why you can't believe it? If the leader's telling you you're not this and that, why don't you believe them?
Go ahead.
How plain is that?
It's plain.
Anybody have a comment says, no, well, you know what? I don't need to be here because I don't believe that source and I'm gone. It's just that simple.
Yes.
If you're here, you're telling God, I believe.
Oh,
the one that you sent. That's what you're telling God. So you don't have no excuse not saying and speaking the same thing. You don't have no excuse. And when you don't, you're sinning. You're out of order because you don't have the honor of God. How plain is that?
Yes.
Read.
They said, therefore, unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see?
A non-believer always need a sign. But when you believe God, you don't need no sign. You believe God's words. I don't need no sign. They believe on him that God sent. I'm believing. That's it. I don't need no sign. Like what he told Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Now you saying my Lord because you see, but blessed are those that believe and haven't
right.
seen what you see.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
That's the mindset. There is no other way here but that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes.
You read 29th verse?
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to 2 Chronicles 20 and 20.
All right. Beautiful.
1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, rather.
Second. Yes.
We read the scripture all the time. Mm-hmm. As I say, many will stop on this website. What you talking about? Follow us through the scripture.
All right.
The scripture is speaking for itself. If that don't speak to your heart, to your mind, you're on the wrong website.
All right.
For sure. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But should you stop in and want to hear and listen? It's beneficial to your soul.
Yes, it is.
2 Chronicles 20 and 20 says what?
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa.
What?
And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O
Isn't
Judah.
Isn't that beautiful? He was
yes.
the king,
mm-hmm.
but the king is speaking because he was encouraged
mm-hmm.
by the Spirit of God that moved on one of those. Whether he was a prophet or not, we didn't get to get into that, but he was encouraged.
Yes.
What did he say?
Hear me, O Judah,
what?
And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem.
That would be you and I.
All right.
What?
Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be
I
established.
Believe God.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God. I was talking to God all night. That's beautiful. What else to say?
All right. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
Because that's how you get established, believing God. You hear God by God through his anointing.
Go ahead.
That's how you prosper.
That's right.
How you want to prosper? You're going to prosper one way or the other. You can prosper going down or prosper going up.
Right.
Prosper going to God, prosper going to the devil. You can prosper either way.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Let's go to Nehemiah 4 and 6. Let's read it again.
Yes. Yes.
We prosper when we believe.
Yes.
Believe on the one that God sent.
Yes.
And we're not going to get caught up in the word prophet.
Right.
It means God's anointed, period.
Yes. Yes.
It means on the one that he has sent. It tells you that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. 4 and 6 says, say, read it again.
So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work.
A mind to work. When you got a mind to work, you got it all. You got it all. You got it all when you got a mind to work. When you sincerely got a mind to work, you got it. It doesn't matter if you stumble. If you got a mind to work, you're striving to do the work. You have an advocate. Isn't that beautiful? God going to pick you up and say, now let's keep going. As long as you're able to go, God is there to help you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
When you got a mind, that's what we should always stay in prayer. Lord, keep me with a mind going forward. Now, God, you can't pray, keep me with a mind going forward, and yet you know you ain't honoring like you should. You can forget that prayer. But when you're striving to do everything like you're supposed to, have faith in that prayer. God does hear. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
People had a mind. We're going to St. John 9 and 4. Read that again.
Yes.
St. John 9 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we go over scriptures over and over again. So you read that already. We're going to read it again.
All right, Pastor.
Read it until it comes out of your nostrils. Because that's what you wanted. You wanted it in your heart. That's what you wanted. Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Thank God. 9 and 4.
Yes. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day.
While the light is shining. While you can see. You know, that's right. And many times one will say that. Yeah, that's right. Before they can get home, that devil then came and changed their mind. Their ways didn't come back up. No, I think I'm right about how I feel. Enemy, you got no power, because the scripture said, he that let will let. He whom let will let till it be taken out of the way. Instead of listening to the scripture. Scripture tell you plainly, believe on the one God sent. You don't go wrong there. How do you go wrong? It don't say if they're wearing red, if they're nice. It don't tell you that. If they're sweet, if they answer your phone call, just believe. That's what you got to do. Isn't that beautiful? God said preach the word. He didn't say preach if they're smiling, if they're paying attention. He didn't tell you, just preach it. Isn't that beautiful?
The night cometh when no man can work.
What?
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
So as long as God is there, you should be able to see where you're going. You should be able to work.
All right.
As long as God is in your life, you should be able to believe. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 17. Let's go there. Thank God. What the Lord said, what I say to one, I say to all. This is for everyone that's looking for God.
Yes.
Not just for these in the assembly. It's for everyone that's looking for God. If you ain't got a mind to work, you're wasting your time seeking. If you ain't got a mind to yield, you're wasting your time. Yes. It's not going to work.
Yes.
If you got a mind to want to question it, it's not going to work.
No, it's not at all.
Well, I want to go to people brainwashing. That's what God want to do. Wash your brain from all that carnality. That's what we do over here. We brainwash.
Isn't
that beautiful? It's called spirit watch. Ephesians 4 and 17. Mm-hmm.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk, not as other Gentiles walked, in the vanity of their mind.
In other words, let's not walk in the way you understand things. And that's what we do all the time when we have questions. Because many times you're focusing on things that really is not the point, sometimes. And that's why you have to be taught. Walking in the vanity of mind is what you see and think, well, nope, that's what I see. You got to show me. God ain't got to show you nothing. The work is to believe. You ain't got to be shown nothing. It's to believe. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk, not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind.
What?
Having the understanding darkened.
So you're in light, but the understanding, remember, keep therefore and do them as your wisdom and understanding. It's been darkened. Why?
Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in him.
It's because of the ignorance. It's because you can't see something. You forgot the teaching. You're supposed to believe. You ain't supposed to understand necessarily. But if you believe and do, it will come understanding. But you can't bring understanding when you want it. That's God's business. God give the increase, not me, not you. God give it. But if God don't never give you the increase, you've met the criteria when you say, I believe. Lord, I've done everything you say. Where's your falter? But know what happens? That enemy get the work most on the inside that shouldn't be dead. Wanting to be this and wanting to be that. Wanting to do this and what is not according to the teaching. Not satisfied with God has given us. Not satisfied with our needs being met. Our needs have been met. I have never seen no one in the church. And I've been here since 1975. Yes, I've been here before that. Since 54. Needs always been met. Never seen the righteous forsaken.
All right.
Nor seed begging bread. Never have. Nope. Can't say that. Not at 425, you can't. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Read it again.
Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance.
It's through ignorance because ones don't know nothing. And don't want to say, you know what, I don't know. But always trying to run neck to neck trying to outsmart somebody. That's foolishness. We're here to learn how to stay saved. My thought go past your thought. Every time I thought, got to go past it. Emulation, that's the works of the flesh. Down through the years, down through the time. And this happens all the time. Not just here in every church. Whether they're not keeping God's commandments, every church is doing the same thing, because the enemy don't change, the same. Read. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated.
Mm-hmm. From the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them.
Why?
Because of the blindness of their heart.
That blind heart. Let's go to Romans 8 and 6. Mm-hmm. Thank God if your heart is not blinded. Thank God if you're yielding as you should.
Yes.
Continue, because mm-hmm. that's what it takes to do the work.
Yes.
8 and 6, Romans.
For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded
that's
is
death
life
when you always go by what you feel and think. That's death.
It is.
You should say, well, you know what? I won't be careful. I'm not going by what I think. Go ahead. Pastor, what you think?
Go ahead.
Now, let's think about it. Why would God be upset with you? Why wouldn't God give you what you're seeking if you went through the right channel? Why wouldn't God do that? Right. If you don't think he would, what's the point of serving God? What's the point? No, I want God to answer me like he answered Gideon. I'm going to put something on my floor in the morning. It's going to be wet. And I'm going to put it down dry. You that special, huh? You think God's going to work for you like that? You need to study a little bit more. It don't work like that. Not that he can't, but he ain't. No. Not when he don't have to. Read.
Yes. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to
so
the law.
So that's, you know, when you cannot be subject to the teaching, you're carnal minded. You're against God. That's what happens. That's what happens. Can't get with the program. It don't matter about the program. The program could be foolishness. But if it's of God, why you can't get with it? Why not? I don't want to serve God. The leader ain't but 20 years, ain't but 15. If God put it in, why not get with what God did? It's always been that way. God take the things that you reject and make it the head of the corner. That's God's business and God's way, not mine. That's God's way. And I'm with God. Because man always go by what they see and feel. It don't work like that in God. Read.
For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed
it can be. So when you see one just cannot do right, it's because they're carnal minded. And they're blinded by some act of the enemy working with something in them to blind them. Making them believe what they feel and think and not what the scripture's saying. It's just that plain. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 14.
All right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes it is.
Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Get it plain.
Anyone that's crossing this website, they got a mind, they sit, listen, long enough, maybe God will give them an ear to hear. Seek and ye shall find, that's what scripture says. But he also says, you know, many will seek and won't be able because they can't give up that carnal mind. Because that's the work, destroy that carnal mind. Because the carnal mind cannot do that. It takes the spiritual mind to do that. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
1 Corinthians 2 and 14, what does it say?
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
So wait a minute. You think God is a liar? Because that's what the scripture is telling you. That natural man, it's the carnal man. It can't receive the things of God. Why?
For they are foolishness unto him.
Wait a minute. Well, so well, I don't think that ain't. Jesus could have never did that. You carnal minded. Right. Why don't you believe what I'm telling you? Because the scripture is showing you, but you can't see it. You can't see it, believe. Because here's the thing. Oh, I don't see that. You ain't got to see it. What you come here for?
Believe.
To believe. Why don't you believe it? But something can't you believe that want to work. Something that feels is ahead or exalted above what you're hearing. That's that devil. Because he exalts himself above everything that's called God. That's what the devil does. How plain is that? Now, you as a member, now why would I try to exceed the leader when he's telling you the only one to do that is the devil? Why would you want to act like the devil?
Go ahead.
Oh, I believe, but it comes out by and by. Yeah, I believe. You know, oh, that's what happens?
No.
You can't hide that devil.
No, you can't.
If that message is in your mind, somebody going to hear it.
Yes, right.
It's coming out. it's a sad thing when it comes out, the one that you talking this mess to can't take a stand against you. Just like you. Same boat. That's sad. The scripture, I believe, is in Ecclesiastes about if you have a help.
Yes, Lord.
Hire a man, be cold, you're by yourself. But if you got another, you got heat.
Yes.
Got some help.
Yes.
That's why it's how can two walk together except that you need to walk with somebody. You need a witness. You need help.
Yes.
This journey is not about being by yourself. You're the only one in the assembly. You're the only one got a thought. You by yourself. Where's your witness? All of that is carnality. Read it again, 2 and 14.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him.
What?
Neither can he know them.
They say you can't know them. You can't. I believe the scripture. You can say all day long, I ain't gonna never do it again. We've been seeing that since the day I've been born again in here.
Yes, Lord.
That means nothing. Because you mean that, but you ain't got the work. What makes you give that testimony power is the work. Believe. Then you can say that.
Yes.
But if you don't believe, how is that going to work? Like, I ain't going to do that anymore. You're going to do it again.
And more you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.